My name is Ginny Timmons, and I served in Vietnam in 1967 from January to January. My role in Vietnam was as a nurse. I had been under scholarship of the Army for the last year of college and had 2 years to repay, so I started at Walter Reed and then requested Vietnam. Basic training for nurses and basic training for the majority of the persons in the Army, worlds apart. When we would march, there tended to be a lot of laughing and not quite what is okay, but we could get away with it. I was assigned to an evacuation hospital, which is equivalent to a general hospital in the States, and I worked in both the intensive care and the medical sections. Intensive care brought in the men who were wounded, most of whom were 18 and 19-year-olds. Serious injuries, loss of limb, it was very brutal. And I worked the intensive care for the better part of the year, but then emotionally I couldn't handle it. The men were dying and I would be crying. And that's, you know, that was not okay. There was a time there had to be humor too. An occasion when I was working in the evening shift, men had had their meal and I finished passing out meds, and I went to turn off the lights. And as I turned out the lights, I could hear a low hum, and the hum got louder and louder. And eventually what it was were the patients were humming, "Are you lonesome tonight?" At which point, you know, they're 18 for the most part, and I'm a whopping 22. And so, you know, they were like, as I say, my younger brothers. So I just went over and turned on the lights and put on the mother face and said, "That's it, gentlemen." And they had a good, healthy laugh. And I think we all needed it. When I got home, it was January of 68, and I was welcomed. The stewardess made sure that I sat in first class, even though I had not paid for that. And it was just a wonderful, welcoming tone, unlike what persons after the Tet Offensive experienced. And then that was a negative. And they had done the same work. Oh, I loved the service. I would so easily have extended my 2 year commitment, but I knew I was guaranteed to be sent back over to Vietnam, and there's no way I could handle a second tour. But I loved being in the Army, absolutely loved it.